Woke 2-1 defeat tonight against probably some would say 12-man Dronfield team. What did you think?
I think obviously be careful what you say. I think the official were poor, but I ain't blaming the poor. I think the official, I think we were poor all over the pitch more or less tonight. We got what we deserved. They were the better team, and we weren't at the races for some reason. We discussed it about performing to the levels that we've had against Emily and Skegness, but it was like a totally different team tonight. We were really poor all over the pitch, so even though, like we said, the official we think we've been better, I'm not blaming him. I think our players and the team, we all know that we've got to be better than that. It's disappointing.
At first 10 minutes we were very slow out at starting blocks. Yeah. Did you expect it?
No, mate, it's something that we discussed in changing room to make sure we're not complacent. Like I said earlier this week, that Dronfield's results are probably a bit false because they played against some of the top teams in the league and they'll make it difficult for anybody. But I think tonight we never really got going from the first whistle. They're really disappointing that, like, you want your team to be a reflection of yourself, and for me, I'm just really disappointed in how we performed tonight. It just isn't what I want or what we want as from our team. I can't believe a totally different end of scale performance from what we played last week or so.
You had an injury in the first few minutes. How's that looking?
Lockie, I think, will be out for a while with his thigh. Ross has got injured as well. We tackled tonight, and then Bats has got injured as well, and then.
About Kai in first half, you got?
Yeah, Kai seems alright, and then we've obviously got a man sent off. So everything that possibly could have gone wrong tonight, I think it did go wrong. I think we were up against it a little bit with that. Not much luck, but I think you make your own luck in football as well.
Showed some courage though in second half to keep on bumping forward and trying to get something out of the game.
Yeah.
A chance where you might have got an equaliser.
Yeah, weird. I said to the lads, I'd rather lose 5 or 6-0 and show a bit of courage and fight and continue to the end. I suppose in some respects the lads have done that. I brought Ali Alton up top, and he was 16-year-old, and the kid's got a bright future, and he's causing trouble when he's come on. And Alex Hutchinson, a bit of credit to him as well. I thought he did really well again tonight. And Francis, again, consistent performance. Bats outstanding, because the lads played with a pulled hamstring, I think, or a glute muscle. For most of the game, and he never give up. And so there's been some shining light performances tonight, but just overall disappointing, mate.
Right, cheers, man.